I was very very grateful that that we got a unanimous 32-0 vote, which is kind of rare around here, particularly on something of this significance. I think you have whole families that are picking up and moving their lives to another state, seeking this treatment for their kids, and our ability now to offer that here in our state, I think, is something that's really important. It obviously, as I shared on the floor, a bit of a personal connection for me with our son. It has given me a perspective on this issue that I was able to share today, and I'm very grateful for the support. So,
Representative Schatz over in the House, when they were debating the bill that passed out of here earlier, was concerned that we haven't had any clinical trials, that this is still sort of a hit and miss, and he's afraid that we might be authorizing people to be using essentially snake oil, something that could actually cause more harm than help.
Well, there's no evidence whatsoever for that claim. What the evidence that is out there is there's actually a very high efficacy rate, even greater than some of the FDA-approved meds. But it is important to note that the only way you're going to be eligible to pursue this option that parents would have in consultation with their neurologist is if you have intractable epilepsy, which means that the other meds just haven't worked. And so I think that's a protection that we have in here to address some of those concerns that have been raised before.
Senator Holzman, in the debate over here, also raised the point that this is not medical marijuana. There have been people knocking at that door perhaps longer than this discussion. Why not do both?
Well, we wanted to make sure that at this point in session that we were very focused on what we were trying to get done. The CBD oil, you can't get high on it. It has very low THC levels, and there's a lot of protections in the bill to ensure that. But the CBD levels has been what has been effective in Colorado and why families are moving there. So this debate was pretty narrowly tailored to that issue.
Have you given any thought to moving to Colorado?
It's really not an option for us, residency requirements and serving in the Senate. But it is something that over the last few months, Jamie and I have learned a lot more about, and there's a lot of hope for a lot of families. But we do personally know at least three or four families that are moving. And so I think the sense of urgency is real for a lot of families that are making those decisions. And who's to say if I was in a different position, maybe. But right now, I'm in the position I think most of these families are. I was born and raised in Missouri. I don't want to leave the state, and I don't think these families want to leave the state either. So now I think we'll have an opportunity to provide this this hope and this medication for those families that would even consider that.
You said Stephen's nine?
Now. Stephen's nine.
As a practical matter, you guys have passed a bill. Let's say the governor signs it, has an emergency clause, so it goes into effect as soon as he signs it. The chances that your family or any other in Missouri could have access to this processed special oil would be how long?
Well, there's 2 to 3 growing seasons. Depending on how quickly the application was made and the Department of Ag would approve, we'd like to get this up and running as quickly as possible. We'll begin, as chair of the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules, I look forward to working with the department, continuing to work with the department. We've been working with the Department of Ag with this legislation as it's moved its way through, but we'll start working on those rules and try and get this thing up and running as quickly as possible.
Is this a greenhouse crop?
No, it could be, one of the protections, you can't, just like you can't go to a pharmacy and just run out of your seizure meds because it's a life or death situation, part of the licensing agreement that this nonprofit would likely enter into with, say, Realm of Care in Colorado or whoever would be leading this, there's a requirement that you have enough for everyone at any one particular time. So that's about 12 plants per patient. In the estimate here is about 150 acres. It's not feasible or reasonable to think you'd have a greenhouse that size, but I do think there would be some greenhouse growing in the winter months. But, again, you have to have enough for everybody, and I think that requires us to have outdoor.
Is that enough for everybody then? Also, you were asked during the debate about the possibility of people in Missouri, when this law becomes law, being able to possess CBD oil from Colorado. But don't they have the same restrictions in terms of quantity that they can produce?
Yeah, the law would address from that perspective, legally possessing it. We can't obviously affect federal law, and the fact that you would be transporting among state lines would still technically be illegal, although I doubt the feds are really in the mode of prosecuting that. That's all that we've gathered. So our hope here, and that would, I think, the ability for some people to go access that is really small. The numbers that I've seen is approximately 60,000 people in the state with epilepsy maybe 20,000 that would maybe seek this treatment. So we're talking about some pretty significant numbers, but the number of folks that are willing to either go and live in Colorado or somehow go back and forth would be really, really small. So for this to be accessible to the broader population and the people we represent, this is the avenue that we'd have to take. And there are a lot of states that are pursuing this. But I'm pretty proud of we took great caution and care with this bill to make sure that we would anticipate any objections that anybody would potentially have so that we could move it along and get it done this year.
There will be some who complain that you fast-tracked this one and got it passed quickly. There are people with similar stories about health issues who want to see Medicaid expansion, and that's not happening. What do you say to them?
Well, I was working on this issue, and I think when you've got a 32-to-nothing vote and that kind of broad support, that's why the bill moved as quickly as it would. Other issues, which may or may not have their own merits, I'll leave that to work its own path. But on this one, we worked pretty hard to build that coalition.
How expensive is this oil?
It's relatively you're allowed to, in the bill, possess up to 20 ounces, which, depending on the height and weight, would last a few months. I think that the numbers that I've seen, it would be somewhere in the neighborhood of $60 a month is what the estimate that it's hard to gauge because it's such an individual, but it's very affordable. And in the requirement in the bill that it can't be for profit, that you can't sell it really for much more than it takes to make it, is why we went with the nonprofit model, which I think, again, will make it accessible to as many people as possible.
This is essentially, though, would be seen as a maintenance medicine, the way other people have maintenance meds for other illnesses.
Yeah, I had an opportunity to meet the Charlotte's Web mom, Paige, a month or so ago when she came up here, and then yesterday. It's pretty remarkable the impact it's having for people who really have had no other option that's worked. And the efficacy rates in the 80% is pretty high. So they're kind of on the front end of it. I'm just glad that our state now will offer this for people who need it.
Is it covered by any insurance?
It is not. It's not. And I don't think in any state it's covered by any particular insurance. And because of the being a Schedule I drug still, I think that makes it more difficult. It also makes it difficult for the clinical trials that would normally take place at a national level. But this is the avenue that a lot of states that have pursued this have gone, and I think we've got a good bill.
And how's it most usually administered?
Orally, like a sort of an eye, like
a dry drop.
Yeah.
How does it taste?
I don't know. I don't know.
Have you talked with the governor's office? Do you know where he stands?
We've worked. The governor's office had input on the bill. Jason Zamkus had some suggested changes, which were mostly technical, which were part of really the Senate committee substitute. So I'm hopeful that he'll sign it.